The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful sweary.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Rocking up my sleeve. Presto! No doubt about it. I gotta get another hat.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good-looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-face, dickhead, asshole!
You're listening to the world's greatest political podcast, The Left Show. This week, joining me in studio, by whatever defines that anymore, J.C. Carter from the world's greatest comic book podcast.
Hello.
And we've got Tiffany Steck.
Hi.
From I Told You So,
mm-hmm.
which is currently on hiatus, but will be coming back soon.
Yes.
I don't know where to start this week. Actually, can you reach my phone? I'm so sorry.
Yes, it's very easy for me to do.
You got all tucked in. I apologize. So a couple of just right here at the end of the week, and it's weird I'm going to talk about it, right before I talk about something a little happier, but, I don't know how to start this. Taylor's not with us this week because her little one is sick. They found a tumor. I'm looking for the... There it is. The message. Basically, last week, Ben noticed that the right side of Della's belly was kind of bloaty and hard.
Mm-hmm.
They took another look at it. They went into the pediatrician. They did some x-rays, and she has a tumor. They're thinking it's a large Willems tumor.
My God.
So they went in for surgery, and the surgery's gone okay so far. I haven't heard from her today. She's sort of off the phones, but the news that I have is the tumor was fucking huge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad they found that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
When they did.
Yeah, because that's tough. You just don't know, and kids don't know to talk about
it. Yeah. They don't know how to express and use their words to tell you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So go poke your kids in the tummy.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, if they say they got a bellyache and you feel their belly, then yeah.
Yeah. And then my nephew died yesterday. Which
I'm
was
so
just
sorry.
another kick in the, you know, the mortality.
Jesus.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I'm sad about it. I really am sad. It's not, I am not tight with my family. I think anybody that knows me knows pretty well mm-hmm. that, you know, I just kind of run in my own circle and I talk to my dad, usually, you know, every couple of weeks, and I talk to my mom, mm-hmm. you know, usually every couple of weeks or more. Like, I talked to my little brother yesterday. It's the first time I think we've talked on the phone since Christmas.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Been texting my sister, who I should talk to far more often, as she just lives down the street. But I don't. but I have very vivid memories of, especially my nephews, when I was young in Pleasant Grove, and they were babies and barely born. And... You know, I just feel awful for my sister. This is the second of her children she's lost.
It's heartbreaking.
It really is. It's just. So I got to try and figure out a way to run down to St. George on Wednesday.
This nice cool temperature will be great.
Yeah,
for you.
Yeah. I believe it's what did he say? It was 500 degrees down there
yeah.
right now.
You said 400, and he's like, no, I believe it's five.
It's five. I just
five.
Yeah, I'm of the opinion that it's all arbitrary after 300.
It's true.
It doesn't really matter, but anyway, my transition is that we are about to have our 13th birthday here at the Left Show.
Woohoo!
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Lucky 13, I hope.
The 4th of July is the day we recorded the first The Left Show.
Wow.
In 2011.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it is pretty nuts. We've been doing this a long time. And that's, I mean, one of the things that we were talking about last week is the fact that this is our 648th show.
Yep.
And I know that for some reason our listeners are pretty shy, unless I fuck up, at which point you guys send a lot of emails. But, you know, should I be doing something special for 650 or do we wait for 700? You know, you guys tell me. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to reach out. I don't know who to talk to. You know, I just, fuck, all I do is work. And, you know, as things are growing, I have been paying attention to technology with the show as opposed to, doing something fancy pantsy for the 650th show, which mm-hmm. seems like a milestone.
It does.
That seems like a big
It really deal. Is.
You know, what do we got coming up for the comic book show? I mean, we're pretty high on that one too.
We're up there.
I'm looking.
I hear you both typing.
We didn't record today, or it would have been our
540th today.
540th. So we'll have 540 next week, and then 600 will probably hit by the end of the year, I'd say.
Well, 550.
Or 550, yeah.
Yeah.
And then 600 will hit sometime next year.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Exciting stuff, guys.
Yeah, we absolutely ought to be doing something exciting for the 600. So that's it. We just keep chugging on. And, you know, I think that we're one of the longest running shows, at least coming out of Utah.
Excellent.
Yeah, there's only one that has run longer than us, I think.
Yeah.
That has more episodes than we do, but...
Yeah, consistently more episodes.
But they're owned by a radio station. So,
not anymore. You
know, that's right. Yeah. They're no longer owned by that.
Yeah, they passed that down to Kerry. He owns it now. So anyway, you know, we've had a lot of help over the years. We've had a lot of folks that have come and that have gone to hit 650. Mm-hmm. Can you guys tell I'm just dragging my feet because I don't want to talk about what we have to talk about?
It's an important thing to talk about, but yeah.
It is. It is an important thing to talk about, but... So, let's transition, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
You can't call it a debate. It was one old man yelling at clouds and one old man just sort of doing a weird train of thought thing.
Yeah. The only thing the only defense I have for Biden is they said you couldn't go in with notes. They made that a rule.
Now
you got to keep
debated.
It all. Now you got to have it in your head.
Yeah,
you know.
I debated, and we always could take notes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We could always have like 3x5 cards or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I think one of my, and this sucks. This sucks that I laughed at mm-hmm. this because it's not funny, but it's fucking hilarious. And that is that Biden's team said, no, he's great between like 10 and 5. You know, he gets a little run down there after 5.
Me too, buddy.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, we're all with you there on that one.
You know, and then they don't start that till 9. So he was well past his bedtime.
Well past.
I don't care. And that fucker does more in 6 to 7 hours a day than Trump did every 3 months.
Yep.
And yet
managed to have a press conference every day out on the lawn while he was waiting for his helicopter to take him to yet another golf course. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Trump.
So you were saying?
No, I mean, yeah, go ahead.
I lost my track.
It came and it went.
Sorry.
It came and it went. I don't know. I mean, I think that Joe might have been able. He should. Well, he probably did. But I always think he should take a page from the worst president's playbook when he was running for office, which is
snorting Adderall. Oh, naps.
No, the worst naps. President. Ronald Reagan, scheduled naps. Yeah, I'm still Trump is second worst. I still hold Reagan responsible for everything that's fucked up in this country right now.
Well, yeah, everything Reagan did still has fucking consequences today. New shit pops up all the time thanks to Reagan.
Yep.
You know, with Trump, we fixed that with executive orders in the first couple of days. Mm-hmm. So okay. Was it a good debate? No. Was it a debate?
No.
Not really.
No.
You know.
No, it wasn't a debate.
And it was an ugly optic. Yeah. I mean, it was a terrible optic. Yeah. So you have half of the party being like, oh my God, we need somebody younger, which would fix the age problem, which seems to be the biggest problem by magnitudes for Biden right now, is that he looks old and he acts old.
Sounds so old.
And the question I have is, well, and he is old, but the question I have is he incapable of doing the job?
No.
Because apparently between 10 and 4, he can do it just wonderfully. But, you know, it's like, and like all of us, you know, can he do the job? He can do the job. Could he sit in a room and make a decision? Yes, he absolutely could. He isn't infirm. He isn't a Mormon president, you know, a Mormon prophet.
Do you want pudding or mushy peas, Mr. President?
Exactly. And then my other question is, well, if he dies, what are we worried about? That's what the vice president's there for.
Yep.
Is to take the job. And Kamala Harris was my pick in the last primaries, Democrat primaries, because I always thought that was ironic that, you know, when it was Obama and, you know, running in the primaries, your pick was Biden and then he became vice president. And then when it was Biden up there and Kamala was in, my pick was Kamala. And then she went up vice president. I was like, woo.
Hey, I mean, she gets to be president by following the trail of your logic.
Now, exactly.
Let's do that. Let's explore that for a minute. Let's take a look at Biden stepping aside and letting Kamala take the top of the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think she's great. I think she's qualified. I think she's ready to go day one. Mm-hmm. I think that America is still too fucking sexist and racist.
And racist to vote for her. No, he could step aside and let her be the top of the ticket. I think he needs to be the top of the ticket and then decide if he wants to retire from the job.
I wonder if they could switch jobs.
Yeah.
Little switcheroo.
Yeah, just a little switcheroo. Yeah. Just hand each other your challenge coins, and now one is the president and the other one's the vice president. Wow, I mean, because Joe Biden was a great vice president.
He's got the vice presidency down.
It would be fun to watch the Republican Party have a cataplexy over that whole thing.
Absolutely. and it's I mean, we've got folks chiming in from all over the place. I mean, even Fetterman, who eschewed his bona fides as a progressive 2 weeks ago, popped up.
Yeah.
And the New York Times editorial was, to serve his country, President Biden should leave the race. John Fetterman's all, fuck that, because John Fetterman's fucking awesome when he wants to be.
Yep, when he wants to be.
He's a big old fucking what the fuck right now, but, you know, when he speaks truth, he certainly does it from a height. So
he says it from a height everyone can hear. Yes.
Yeah.
But no, and he's right. He had bad debate performances when he was running, and people said that it was like extremely unlikely he'd get the nomination or he'd be elected senator for Pennsylvania. And boom.
Yeah.
You know.
So you got Democrats calling for the party to reconsider our options, which is fine. I think that's a healthy thing to do, is to go, oh, holy shit, maybe we should talk about whether or not there are some options to be had here. Mm-hmm. And I'm fine with that. You know, ultimately, do I want to run Joe off? No. No, I don't. Do I think that somebody younger would fix some of the problems? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I can see, and I'm just, you know, maybe not Whitmer, but, you know, definitely what's his name of California, Gavin Newsom. You know, that fucker, I mean, not only is he classically handsome as though he were sent from Central Casting, he's wicked smart. He's fast on the draw. He knows all of his shit, and he's out there protecting Biden with everything he's got right now, and I really respect the fuck out of that. Do we need to replace Biden? No, I don't think so. But if we do, I have ideas. I have some ideas.
The funny thing about Newsom was he was the first one that night on CNN who actually called out Trump's lies.
Yeah, because CNN sure as shit didn't do it.
CNN didn't do it, but they were talking to him, interviewing him, and he's like, "Are we going to talk about how many times?" Because he didn't everything he said was a lie. Everything Trump said was a lie, and he brought it out into the open so that they had to talk about it. And I'm like, "Thank you, Gavin." Jesus Christ, the guy was lying through his teeth the entire fucking debate.
Yep,
the entire fucking discussion they were having up there.
The disaster the was
old
my
man
word.
Yelling at, yeah, the old man disaster. What? How did my? I can't remember how my daughter put it. The old man cage fight or something like that.
So the day after Joe missed bedtime.
Yeah.
he went out to North Carolina in his zone, in his 10 to 5 zone.
Yes, and he killed it.
He was on fire. My favorite little headline for that was he channeled Chumbawamba by saying, "You're knocked down, you get back up again. He's never going to let me down." You know, but yeah, it's the shame is you had 50 million people tune into that fucking debate, and you had maybe 100,000 pay attention to a news clip about the next day.
I'm sorry, but if you were undecided and you're watching that debate to decide who you're voting for, you're a fucking idiot. It's ridiculous. That debate should not be like people's deciding factor by this time.
But there's a story on that.
Go ahead.
Do tell.
Well, you put it in there, Jeff. Yeah. One undecided Latino voter. He was an undecided Latino voter. The debate shifted him to Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some Latino voters said otherwise, according to Matt Barreto, professor of political science, who posted a brief clip on X that said it was from the American Spanish language TV network Univision. But he said, if you haven't been watching Univision, of undecided Latino voters, nearly every single undecided voter said they now support Biden, not Trump. Latinos were watching and listening, and Trump sounded like a crazy liar.
But he's always sounded like that.
Well, he's always been a crazy... Well, yeah.
He is. He's always been a crazy liar.
Let me throw it out. I'm going to posit it like this, and I'm going to make some sweeping generalizations, and if I offend anybody, I do apologize. I'm not meant to. But when you're looking at you know, the just sort of the typical day of especially an immigrant... You know, these are not guys that, like us, have time to just sit the fuck around and ponder politics.
Yeah.
You know, they're fucking working. They're you know, doing important shit. And, you know, this is good. When you have the low propensity voter, when you have somebody that's not paying attention, that is not engaged day after day after day, you know, the fact that they would take a peek, they would see Biden not finishing sentences for the most part, you know, and then watching Trump do what he did, which was energetically just be full of shit. And they go, this guy right here, you know, this guy, he gives me bad landlord vibes, you know, because that's really what it comes down to. But yeah, you were right, man. Gavin Newsom, worry less and do more to help Biden win. But no, it was MSNBC. Almost everybody is on the replace train.
Yeah.
Alex Wagner was really insistent that he needed to go. A lot of other people were. Ali Velshi, though, on the other hand, is all, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just time for him to knuckle down and fight.
This was the reaction that the media had. One was unfair. But it also reminded me, and even the party's reaction reminded me of, you got to go back. I mean, I wasn't even alive for this, but you got to go back to the 60s or the 50s, I guess. The very first televised debate between Nixon and Kennedy. And they walked into the debate. Nixon, on the way in, smashed his hand in a door. So he was like, he was in pain and pale. He had just gotten over an illness. And so when they put all this heavy makeup on him, so he looked really weird on television. And then he started sweating under the lights because, again, he just smashed his hand in the door. He's in a lot of pain. And meanwhile, Kennedy, he'd spent, you know, the whole week on his yacht. He was tan. He comes walking in. He's all relaxed.
Balls deep in Maryland.
He'd taken whatever painkillers he was addicted to for his back problems. He just walked in just totally breezy. And anyone who listened to the debate on the radio said that Nixon won the debate. Anybody who watched on television said Kennedy won because Nixon looked like he was trying to hide something. Yeah, he looked shifty. And it was, and to me, this is that same kind of reaction. It's like all of a sudden we're seeing some, we're not seeing the Joe Biden we're used to. We're not seeing the Joe Biden from the State of the Union address. We're not seeing the Joe Biden from his rallies. We're seeing a confused old man for at least the first half of the debate. Once they started yelling about golf, that started making me chuckle.
I chuckled at the golf and was righteously indignant with the suckers and losers bit. And then, I'm going to close this segment on this particular line. I don't really understand right now the morals of an alley cat. That feels like an antediluvian phrase that he pulled from when he was growing up in the 40s. You know?
I was going to say, it's a phrase that, you know, the old folk would understand, that Mitch McConnell would understand.
Well, now you're full of malarkey.
Exactly.
Malarkey. All right. We're going to close off debate talk. I mean, unless it pops up again for here. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back on the other side, we're going to talk about the Goppers.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does. Including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the show. So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/defenmedia. Patreon.com DEFEN Media.
You are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
So, you know what I forgot to do 2 weeks ago?
What was that?
What did you forget to do?
Send out the newsletter, the fundraising newsletter.
Mm.
Just totally spaced it off. So, hopefully that'll be going out this week. And then that'll be the last gasp for the big GoFundMe for the year. Though I reserve the right to reach out again in December like an idiot. It's just what I do. I don't know why I do it. I keep thinking that December's a fine time. You know, I'm thinking about giving. I want other people to think about giving, but what they're thinking about is giving presents to family members and not giving money to podcasts.
It's a hard time of
year. It's a rough time, but it also happens to be, and I've pointed this out before, one of the reasons why everything comes due in December and January is because that's when I'm unemployed from after politics jobs. Because December and January is when you go out and try and find your new job. And you got time on your fucking hands.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I've got great ideas. And then I do them for a couple of months, and then all of a sudden I got to work again.
Right.
And they sort of fall. I mean, it's mansplaining was a post-gig invention.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Tell Me a Story was post-politics. And Batshit Crazy was post-politics for Jason. I miss him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss Jason.
Yeah, he's all busy. I'm gonna try and re-engage him again and see if we can't get him back on the show. It's been a few years. Maybe he's rested up. I mean, that's how we lost Sergeant Jake. Was he just hit news burnout? Unlike us, we use this as catharsis. He was internalizing, and it was fucking him up. And he's just like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. This is where I get rid of it.
Yep. You're doing it wrong, sport.
I'm like. If I don't shout about it or make fun of it and laugh at it, it's gonna haunt me. And we still need to do a Project 2025 episode, because that's one that's still making me grind my teeth a little too much.
Yeah, I want to do that one closer. I want to do that in September.
Yep.
And then I want to break it down into pieces and have each of us take apart and just do a special episode.
Kind of like we did with that when we did that drinking liberally thing and talked about Alec.
Yeah. Yeah, we each took I'd forgotten about that. I wonder what episode number that is. That's a good best of.
Did we record that? I think we got it recorded.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm always about, you know, if we're out doing something, doing that as opposed to actually recording an episode, just recording us getting drunk and bullshitting with folk. Yeah.
Well, we had microphones in our face. I think we must have been recording it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to look that up. Because I remember that event now that you mentioned it, and that was a lot of fun. I was at Piper Down, wasn't it?
Yep, the Piper Down.
Yep.
Love that place.
I do love that place.
I could go for some scotch eggs right now.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Sound good?
God damn.
Oh, it sucks to be poor.
It does suck to be poor. Well, it's rent time, and that's usually, I'm in a bad mood, you know, I'm freaking out for days. I don't know why. Why do bills all have to hit on the first of the month? Why are places you owe money to so precious about whether or not you pay on the 1st or the 15th?
Yeah.
You know? That's my thing with Comcast, is it's like, hey, you guys keep asking for money here, and I would rather pay you here after my payday. It's a four-day difference, and they're like, no.
That's ridiculous.
No. They're like, no, this is the day you pay. And so, you know, all the bills hit at the 1st of the month, and that's why I'm always in such a grind.
Mine's always at the end.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have a transition for this one, but so Friday, President Biden goes to a rally,
mm-hmm.
and stands up there, and he's like, "Rah! I got my B12 shot today. We fired the intern who forgot to give it to me yesterday." Something like that. You know, or mm-hmm. as I usually am, when I hit about 4 o'clock, it's like, oh, my Adderall just wore off, which is no fun because then I start to yawn. But so out goes Biden. He's swinging. He's showing verve. He's showing vigor. He's showing some energy. Yeehaw. And then Trump also did a rally on Friday in which he proved once again he doesn't know how solar power and batteries work.
He's an idiot.
He dropped some confusing remarks about electric planes while criticizing Democrats at a rally in Chesapeake, Virginia. All they know is electric. They want electric army tanks. They want electric planes. What happens if the sun isn't shining while you're up in the air? Said the complete fucking moron who's the goddamn presumptive nominee in spite of being a fucking adjudicated rapist. And having 34 fucking felony charges against him. He's the dude the Republicans are like, yo, we'll follow. And he's out here going, I don't know how batteries work. Those are magic.
I don't understand this. Yeah.
Yep. Comments by the former president, who's previously ranted about possible electrocution from electric boats. That's it. I mean, that's it. You put a battery in the ocean, you're going to be fine, dumbass. It's big. You know
that giant yacht you've lived on, you used to own and live on, that had the gold toilet and everything, Donnie? It had batteries on it. Lots of them.
It's embarrassing.
Anyway, this inspired mockery from several social media users, like journalist James Fallows, who served as a speechwriter for President Jimmy Carter. He said, okay, we know he's an idiot, but every now and then you have to say, this is goddamn idiotic. another follow-up was, electric planes run on batteries. His question is like asking, how can you use an iPhone if it's dark outside? Mm-hmm. That's a good
one. It's true.
Oh, I forgot. He aced his dementia screening test. others reacted by calling Trump, a frequent critic of electric vehicles who has opposed Biden's push for them, dumb as a box of rocks. Mm-hmm. Rex Hupke says, looking forward to the New York Times editorial board weighing in on this significant development. Electricity, a technology that famously does not work in the dark, says Ashton Pittman. Republican voters against Trump say, unsurprisingly, Trump lacks a grasp of basic science. Spiro's ghost is like, oh my God, oh my God. Yep. This one's great. Zerlina Maxwell says, I often say to my friends that Donald Trump cured my imposter syndrome.
Yay. I love that.
That is a good one. But you know, somebody who deserves imposter syndrome and does not have it,
mm-hmm.
is sweet Senator Lindsey Graham.
Oh, my stars.
How you doing?
Talking about me again.
I'm Lindsey Graham. I'm here to say things about Republicans that make all of you all straight people. I'm just here to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You're not making me uncomfortable because you're closeted, Lindsey. You're making me uncomfortable because you have no fucking morals.
Exactly.
Yeah. Lindsey Graham says Democrats are trying to destroy conservative Supreme Court justices. You bet your fucking ass they are, Lindsey.
That's right, Lindsey.
They're trying to destroy Alito and Thomas because they don't like the fact that they're conservative judges. No. No, asshole. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more in the show later today. We don't like them because they're making a fucking mess.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Senate Republicans, Graham included, blocked legislation earlier this month that could have required Supreme Court justices to adopt a binding code of conduct and establish mm-hmm. a means to file ethics complaints against them. The effort came amid a series of reports into Justice Clarence Thomas and his acceptance of lavish gifts valued in the millions from a billionaire friend, as well as recent accounts of flags affiliated with the January 6th protests hung outside homes owned by Justice Samuel Alito. Homes. Just so you know. Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee have pointed to the twin controversies as evidence that stricter rules should be applied to the court. But Graham attacked those efforts in an interview with Fox News on Sunday and alluded that Democrats were worried about several major rulings set to come down from the court, including one on former President Trump's claims of absolute presidential immunity. If it comes down, because it's one of the things we're watching for this week, and it may even happen today as this drops, if it comes down that Trump has full presidential immunity, that means that Biden also has full presidential immunity, and he ought to lock Trump the fuck up immediately.
Snaps.
Mm-hmm.
Just put him in prison for no fucking reason. Ship that dumbass down to fucking Guantanamo Bay. And when people say, what the fuck, Joe Biden? You just go, put your little glasses on, go dark Brandon.
or have the glasses on, pull them off, and then just look in the camera and go, diplomatic immunity!
Yeah. The worst thing that could happen is for the United States Senate and the House to determine what cases the Supreme Court hears. They're trying to destroy Alito and Thomas because they don't like the fact that they're conservative judges. No, they don't like the fact that they're morally fucking bankrupt.
Yeah.
Not bankrupt personally because they're in the pocket of billionaires, just morally bankrupt. Cash-wise.
I'm also not just trying to destroy Alito and Thomas. I'm also wanting to destroy Justice Frat Boy and Justice Stepford Wife as
yep.
well.
Yep.
And Gorsuch, I'm on the fence about. Only because he's from Colorado, I guess. I don't know.
Well, he's good on Native American issues, but that's about it.
That's been the only saving grace, because we got one this week that I was like, or yesterday that I was like, the fuck. But anyway.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Dick Durbin, or as I like to call him, as a throwback to my toxic masculinity days, Dickless Durbin, rejected those calls on the chamber floor earlier this month, saying it was in the country's best interest for the court to adhere to ethics rules. Our faith in the character and impartiality of our judges is essential to the functioning of our legal system and our constitutional form of government, Durbin boringly said in a boring fucking speech. But that faith requires judges, especially Supreme Court justices, to conduct themselves in a way that inspires public confidence. What he should have said was, we'd really like it if the Supreme Court justices would stop taking bribes. And what does the Supreme Court do? It passes a law that you can take a bribe. You just can't receive it until after you've done the bribeable activity. Are you fucking kidding me?
Then it's a tip.
Yeah.
It's a gratuity?
It's a gratuity.
Oh, my God. How do you look at yourself in the fucking mirror in your goddamn Supreme Court potty and not go, I am garbage, Alito? You know, Clarence Thomas really wouldn't say anything. He'd just look there and think it. I'm garbage.
Oh, Clarence Thomas would just look in the mirror and go, damn, I'm handsome.
Asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Asshole. To conduct themselves in a way that inspires public confidence. Jesus Christ, Dick, could you possibly have made your punch land any softer? It's like getting smacked by a toddler. That's how much your words caused anybody. In fact, what you probably got from the Supreme Court justices was TLDR, dumbass.
Yep.
Stop taking bribes. That's your call. That's what goes on the bumper sticker. That's what goes on the sign. Stop taking bribes. Not our faith in the character and impartiality of our judges is essential. Fuck off with that, Dick Turpin. Jesus fucking Christ. You weak, spineless, pointless, ineffective, feckless waste of my fucking time. Could I please get somebody that will stand up straight and say a word out loud? Why? Why am I, as a Democrat, stuck with, I don't know, we ran off Al Franken. He would have said it right. We ran off Anthony Weiner, though he totally had it coming. No pun intended. I didn't mean to go there. I really was an unintended pun.
Who was that congresswoman who went after Green, Marjorie Taylor Green?
Oh, I can't remember her name. God damn it.
Called her, you know, Jim Body and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Butch Body and everything.
Yeah, Bleach Blonde Bad Beach Body.
Yeah.
Butch Body.
Or Butch Body.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, she's the one. Let's put her up. She's now the official spokesperson for the Democratic Party. What the fuck would be her? She comes out to speak. Yeah.
Yeah. So Donald Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, has been quietly fighting a months-long battle to obtain thousands of records from his tenure in the White House in a bid to aid his defense against criminal charges in Georgia. Newly discovered court filings show that Meadows, with the backing of Georgia Judge Scott McAfee, has been pressing. I got to look that up. I used to know a lawyer named Scott McAfee. And if this is him, it's going to break my heart. Has been pressing the National Archives and Special Counsel Jack Smith since May to turn over massive troves of phone records, emails, text messages, and other documents from his time as Trump's top aide in the White House. Quote, Mr. Meadows is entitled to these documents in preparation of his defense by law and as a matter of fundamental fairness and constitutional due process, said his lawyer, John Moron. Wrote to Smith and National Archives. You know what? I actually agree.
However,
he's preparing his defense, he should have some sort of access, should he not? Unless it's...
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. However, having dealt with the National Archives in the past, he's still got another 12 or 18 months before he'll even get a response by email from them.
Yeah, the, hey, we got your letter, we'll get back to you in a timely manner.
Email. Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Because we did that.
It takes about 18 months to get.
I was running a candidate in 2004, and we had a Hatch Act question. And so in April or May of 2004, we sent a letter off to the Federal Election Commission saying, hey, here's my candidate. Here's what he does. Here's where the federal money comes into his police department. Doesn't touch him and what he does. You know, are we clear? Can we go ahead and run this and that and the other? 2.5 years later, 2.5 years later, I get a letter from the FEC saying, no, you guys are good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. And I had to call. Yeah. I had to call my candidate who had since then switched party affiliation.
Oh, my God.
I'd say, hey, you remember when you ran for Congress? Yeah, you were cool. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, the FEC just sent a letter.
We weren't sure.
Yeah.
There is no internal channel. There is no internal channel that can make it faster. I can tell you that right now. Yeah. Having worked, you know, working at OSHA, we would send requests and can we get this done? I had designed a whole new system, and it had to go through OMB to the office of something.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, yeah, and you have to wait, and it was 4 years before Jesus. They ever came back and said, okay, here are our changes. And I'm like, you have changes? That means you got to approve it again? Holy shit!
Understaffed and underfunded.
And that's the entire government.
Yep.
And you see these dramatizations where the president says, well, I'll get that done for you tomorrow. And it happens. It wouldn't happen even if Biden were to say, yeah, get him his records.
Mr. President, I need a favor. Anything. I'll take care of it. It's time sensitive. We'll get it done. I'm the president. I need you to talk to the National Archives and get an answer about a blank. Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
That's not going to work out.
Can I drop a bomb for you? Can I send a tank to a neighbor? What do you need? I can.
I
how else can I help
anything
you?
Anything that is within my power, I'll get it done.
Yeah.
The National Archives is out of my power.
Yep. Yeah. And then just to finish off this particular segment, Kristi Noem, governor, and MAGA, idiot. Governor Kristi Noem does not want to send National Guard troops to flood ravaged areas in her own state of South Dakota. However, she did more than once send National mm-hmm. Guard troops down to the southern border in Texas.
Well, I don't want them to get wet.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. She said the South Dakota Democratic Party is urging Noem to deploy the Guard to help with relief efforts. After all of the rainfall and flooding, quote, while the governor's decision to send National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border may have been intended as a political statement, it is imperative that our state's resources are directed towards addressing the immediate and pressing needs of our resident, said, for some reason, I'm guessing Dick Durbin, who was just visiting yeah. that day. Oh, my Again. God, you guys, stop with your fucking thesauruses and just speak plain. I get People that don't. We're elites. I yeah. get that we're intellectuals. I understand that. Part of this is a goddamn, I don't know, improv game of not acting like a smarter than everybody else in the room dickhead. Just say it. Hey, while she was pulling stunts on the fucking border, people are drowning in her state and she won't send help. Done. Fucking picture painted. It's not that fucking hard.
I would have taken it even further. Governor Dog Killer.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll get back on the other side. I got some silliness from the right wing.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught. Service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You had an exciting week.
I did.
You did.
Had a busy day Friday.
Yeah. What did you do on Friday?
I spent some time with some friends, which was great. I went to lunch with a friend and I tried on a wedding dress. Put Ooh. Money down on a wedding dress.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm
show
very excited.
Show me the dress.
I can't show you a picture of it.
You can.
No, I can't.
Okay. Do you really think it's bad luck? Or do you think you just your kids will get mad?
My kids will get mad.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't think it's bad luck.
No, no.
But my kids made me promise.
Have you, are you going to do something borrowed, something blue?
I don't know.
That's an old Scottish tradition, you know that?
Oh, I do. Yeah. I guess I'll have to.
Yeah, you borrow something, and then you have something blue.
Everyone's balls.
Something old, something That's new. Something
in my borrowed, dress.
Something blue.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Are you gonna cause a room wide blue ball?
Yes, that's my something blue.
Okay.
That's my plan
we
anyway.
In the dress, we all get a room wide blue ball. Okay,
yes.
I get it. It's like, holy shit.
Now that's the way a dress should hang.
I'm really excited about it.
That is fun. I wish that I could see it.
Are you excited?
For getting married?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
To you.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
The institution in general, not so much, but to you, yeah, I'll make an exception for you.
Well, you've been having fun on our registry.
I have. I have. If you want to get invited to the wedding, go over to steckbell.com and fill out the form. We think we know where we're going to do it, but we are the number two hold on the space. So we may have to do it about 100 feet from where we want to do it in another room there at the same. Because we're trying to do it. We're trying to do it at Studio 5400.
Yes.
At the Mid-Valley Performing Arts Center. And so that's a nice little black box theater. I think it'll be fucking perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another room there, our backup room.
Yeah, it's called the Centennial Room.
Yeah.
It has, it's
like a church gym.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that. I didn't think that until you said it. And now I don't want to get married there. Because it has gym vibes for sure.
Cultural hall. Cultural hall vibes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We have to decorate the basketball hoop.
Yep. So, I mean, and that just comes down to fucking finances at this point.
Yeah.
You know?
We need to figure out how to get your Venmo to link up. Because if I go to Steck Bell on my phone,
yeah,
then I can't get your Venmo.
I know. Weird, huh?
Yeah.
But there's no
internet
shortcut
link
for it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to do a short. We got to figure out how to do a shortcut. That's my point. I'll dig into it and see if there's a way to do it.
Okay.
Well, you should look on there because I have been doing my diligence and putting kitchen towels, some silverware, and Mr. over here is putting spears and
some
random shit on there.
One spring-loaded collapsible spear. It folds down to about a foot long tube, and then you push a button, and out of both ends comes the back and the front of the spear. And it's about 6 feet.
Okay, but that's not a normal wedding registry item.
Absolutely. It's for home defense.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll give you that one, but I still don't understand the bed tent either.
I don't either, but it's just neat. I don't. Have you seen these bed tents? It's like a tent.
I've seen them, yes.
That hooks up to your bed.
So what's the point?
Uh-huh. You just were saying earlier today, I really want to go camping.
Yeah, that's not the same.
And also, one advantage is that it blacks out your bed, so you can get a little more total darkness as you sleep.
We've already got blackout curtains.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And it would cover the fan, which would make me crazy to not have air.
Oh, that would suck because you would get a little stuffy in there.
Yep.
Well, I do like the Star Trek character collage, framed collage poster. That's
isn't that neat?
that's a good one.
Yeah, there's a couple things for me in there. Let's be honest.
I could.
Well, after he put the spear in the bed tent, I went in and added some art for myself.
Practical, boring.
No, the art, it said it's...
No, the art's fine. The art's great. I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do.
Collector mount, comic mount. Yeah, comic mounts. There you go.
That's for home Iron decor.
Brew. Yep, Iron Brew.
Oh, my gosh.
Iron Brew, that just gets you through the day.
Yeah, I need somebody to send that before the wedding, so that I have that.
Hey,
the
what
day
though?
Of.
If you're a listener, you need to scroll down to the very bottom, and make sure you order a, you know, order the Sennheiser Pro Audio Professional microphone.
Yeah.
Because God knows we need more microphones.
Well, these are fucking 13 years old.
These are 13 years old. We need to replace. I'm not joking around. We need to replace our 13-year-old microphones.
It's not my first marriage. I just want to have a little fun this time. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, last time, you know what? Nah, I'll tell that in Patreon. That's another story. I did a dumb thing.
I talked to my kids about getting their website set up, and I said, well, give me your registry. They said, oh, we're not going to do it. We already have a registry and have everything. We already have what we need. And I'm like, okay.
Hmm.
Missing out on getting some fun shit.
Can
but okay.
Can I have theirs?
Yeah.
I'll just fill out one of my own for theirs.
You gotta order a lot of goth. You gotta order a lot of goth stuff, though.
Yeah, no shit. So I don't hear. Okay. So for those of you that follow me on Substack, you're gonna notice that I haven't written anything in a while, and the reason that I haven't written anything in a while is because I've been working on a book. And the book's almost finished. I should, if everything plays out right, I should have it ready to run by the end of August. And then I will start bugging everybody to fucking, you know, buy it. And I'll be a pain in the ass, and I'm sorry. But I wrote a book. Finished up first draft. I'm about 3/4 of the way through second draft. Then I'll send out review copies and edit copies to just make sure that all my commas are where they go and all my periods are there and that things are spelled right, even words I made up.
This is so exciting.
I'm actually pretty excited about it. You know, and if you've read the Substack, then you've read some of it, but I have just gone in and filled it with more. You know, and so that's what's coming up end of August, I hope. But the way that it works with Substack is I wake up, because I usually write them first thing in the morning before I go to work. I'll wake up, I'll turn the news on, something will piss me off, I'll write 30 paragraphs about it and shoot that off to my email list, jmbell.substack.com. And this next bit we're about to talk about for the next two stories should have triggered at least two or three of those Substacks. Mm. And instead, I am at the point now where I am so unsurprised that my being indignant feels mellow. I'm mad, but nothing triggered, nothing popped, because it's like, well, it's just the fucking way it goes. But the Supreme Court this week, among a bunch of really weird backward shit, the two things that I really want to talk about are, the first one was rolling back the Chevron doctrine. Long-standing legal principle that gave federal agencies broad direction to interpret the instructions Congress hands them for writing rules and regulations. It's basically that these agencies are empowered by Congress and congressional mandate to do their fucking job. Now, if I have a train derailment and there's a lot of chemicals all over, what you want to do is get a hold of the EPA and have them send out some fucking science experts to come over and do some science expert shit and science the fuck out of this goddamn spill. That's what I want. I want members of the National Transportation Safety Board to show up and take a look at the choo-choo and tell me why the fuck a choo-choo tipped over and put all this poison that the EPA guys are looking at all over the ground. Instead, what the Supreme Court has done is basically rule that the courts are the new experts, and they're the ones that say whether or not the regulatory agencies can go in and do their fucking job. Now, what is particularly fucking galling about this is that while they were discussing the science in the hypotheticals during the case being pitched to the Supreme Court, the fucking justices kept doing bad science, mixing up what was it, carbon monoxide and carbon something else with a long fucking science name I don't remember, that I promised myself I would, and I read it four times so I wouldn't forget, and I've forgotten anyway.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Yeah, it was a 6-3 decision. Justice Roberts said it's up to Congress to specify what it wants agencies to do, and then up to the courts to sort out the ambiguities over what those instructions mean. Basically, agencies can't make decisions in the way that they could before. Now, the problem that I have with this is, if there's Republicans running the show, like there are right now in the Supreme Court, you guys can just do whatever the fuck you want. You can shut down whatever you want. Your rich fucking donors that want to pollute, you know, you're just like, whatever, they're fine. They can pollute. Oh, you crashed a train into a fucking town and poisoned half of everybody, and now cancer is already popping up in the populace? Oopsie daisy.
Yep.
Yeah. No big deal. We'll just, you know, keep the NTSB and everybody and fucking OSHA out of there. I mean, that's, they've been, the conservatives have been trying to pull this off for decades. And thanks to Trump, they finally did it.
Yep.
Which seems a fun time to remember to people when you go into those battleground states. Because, yeah, Joe Biden won the election in the popular vote by 7 million votes. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot. Joe Biden won the Electoral College by about 35,000 votes nationwide because of the margins in the battleground states.
Yeah.
You know, so
here's the problem with this. This overturning Chevron, it's a kettle of worms. It's the same thing that happened with that movie decision that wound up allowing anyone, you know, allowing corporations to openly support political candidates.
Oh, Citizens United.
Yeah, Citizens United. This one, it's like, okay, if OSHA puts down a ruling, they can take it in, the company can disagree, take it into court, and a judge could decide that OSHA doesn't get to have that ruling.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's a load of and then on top of it, the other thing I'm seeing with this is Schedule F, which is going to be day one of the conservative, if the conservatives win and Trump is president, day one is Schedule F, which means there will be a whole bunch of experts, you know, government employees who are experts in their fields, put on Schedule F and dismissed from government service.
Yep.
And replaced with conservative cronies who don't have anywhere near their level of expertise, if they have any at all.
Their expertise are how to make Donald Trump happy.
They know how to suck Donald Trump's Cheeto-covered dick, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we look at that, and that's a bad decision. We talked about the other one a little earlier. The one that really I find galling is the Supreme Court ruled on Friday in favor of making being homeless against the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's really it. Neil Gorsuch wrote the opinion for the 6-3 conservative majority, with the three liberal justices dissenting. The case centered on anti-camping ordinances in Grants Pass, Oregon, that were challenged by several residents experiencing homelessness. That's basically it, is you are so down on your luck that you were living in a fucking tent, and that's now illegal. We are in the biggest fucking housing crisis this country has ever seen, one of the worst housing crises in the fucking world right now, across the goddamn globe. And what do? Do we find a way to lift people up? Do we find a way to help people out? Or do we make it illegal to be poor?
So sad.
Because, now, I mean, that's the toll booth there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one of the reasons why it wasn't just religion. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go through the Constitution and you see the fact that we do not have debtors' prisons in America, it's because that is one of the founding fathers' principles, was to keep people out of jail for being poor.
Well, that's number 8 in the Bill of Rights.
Yeah,
is there, you know, cruel and inhuman punishment, and they're. And the Supreme Court under Gorsuch, and here's Gorsuch making me go, you're pissing me off this week, Neil. Gorsuch's saying that, you know, we don't, you know, this does, the Eighth Amendment doesn't apply to this. States can decide, even the individual towns can decide how to punish people
for being poor. Mm-hmm.
for being poor. They can sit, and in other words, they can set up their own toll booths. What was funniest, I was reading an article from the AP on this, you know, the AP's article on this, and it was that Grants Pass was like, we don't know what to do. And I'm like, that's because, you know, everybody's fucking looking at you right now, Grants Pass.
Yeah.
But we've watched it here in Salt Lake City, where the cops come and they'll grab a tent right off of, you know, somebody's put up on, you know, somewhere on public land here in Salt Lake City, and a cop will come up, just tear the tent down and drag it away. And it's like, that still doesn't mean they can afford rent.
Yeah.
You've just took away their shelter.
Yeah, just because you bulldoze their shit doesn't mean that you're helping.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it you break it down in, like, one of the projects that got put together here in Utah not too long back, a couple years back, was land and funding to build a community of tiny homes to get some homeless people off the street.
Yeah.
It's been almost 2 years, and they've managed to build exactly nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Not a goddamn thing.
They put up those temporary hot oven shelters for people to sleep in. And there wasn't, they actually, Salt Lake City actually put through years ago a whole thing to get them affordable housing, and then let it die.
Yeah, it worked. They proved that it worked. The proof of concept came through, and then it just got abandoned.
Yeah.
So basically, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who wrote The Dissent, pointed out quite clearly that sleep is a biological necessity, not a crime. For some people, sleeping outside is their only option. The city is punishing them for being homeless. That is unconscionable and unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
In a move that underscored her discontent with the court's ruling, Sotomayor took the rare step of reading her dissent from the bench on Friday.
Nice.
Yeah. She wanted it heard, and so she did the work.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, Grants Pass argued that the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment was aimed at torture or hard labor sentences, not getting a ticket. An attorney for the city told the justices that the appeals court ruling, quote, tied city's hands by constitutionalizing the policy debate over how to address growing encampments. Quote.
It's a $295 ticket, Grants Pass.
Yep.
And if they don't pay it, they go to jail.
It's crazy.
That's cruel. And I'm like, how these people having $295 would be a fucking joy for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got to turn around and pay it to you.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Grants Pass says these are low level fines and very short jail terms for repeat offenders that are in effect in many other jurisdictions. It's not unusual in any way. It's certainly not cruel. Yeah. You're not the guy living in a tent on the side of the road, mm-hmm. getting a $300 ticket.
And it doesn't solve anything.
No.
Except give them money.
Yeah. This one's from Elena Kagan. Sleeping is a biological necessity. It's sort of like breathing. You can say breathing is conduct, too, but presumably you would not think it's okay to criminalize breathing in public. And for a homeless person who has no place to go, sleeping in public is kind of like breathing in public. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Very good point. Man, this show ran long, and I still got two more. Well, we're going to hit it anyway, just to do it. So Representative Troy Nels, Republican, got called out for wearing a combat infantry badge on his lapel, to which people were saying, you didn't serve in combat. And he's like, well, go ask the Army. So they asked the Army, and the Army's like, no, he doesn't. He's a rear echelon motherfucker. He doesn't get to wear that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. When House Republicans called out Troy Nels for continuing to wear a revoked combat infantryman's badge, he challenged critics to go ask the Army. So
they did.
They asked the Army. Army statement to notice, the paper I got this from, confirms prior reporting that Nels served in the Army as an enlisted infantryman, both as an armor and civil affairs officer. First in the Wisconsin National Guard for 13 years, the Army Reserve for 7 years. Both deployments, Iraq in 2004 and Afghanistan in 2008. He served as an officer in the Civil Affairs Branch. You don't get a combat infantryman's badge for riding a desk, dummy.
Yep.
And then in my favorite, what the fuck, Republicans? Marissa Simonetti was the endorsed Republican for office in Edina, Minnesota. Yeah, she lost her endorsement from the Republican Party after apparently she threw a tarantula at one of her renters.
Jesus.
She will not have the endorsement or recommendation of the 3rd Congressional District Republican Party in her bid for Hennepin County Commissioner. Dropped endorsement comes after Simonetti was arrested in Edina and charged with misdemeanor assault after an alleged argument with her housemate that included the toss of a tarantula down a set of stairs.
It's nice to know where the Republicans draw their line, you know?
Oh, she threw a spider?
That's it.
What's the big deal?
It was a big spider.
Oh, wow. But that's it. You throw a tarantula. Pay off an adult film actress, you know, to not talk.
Fine.
Yeah.
Shoot a dog. Shoot a dog at a quarry. That's fine.
Steal national secrets and sell them to the highest bidder. Yeah, take $2 billion from the Saudi nationals. You know, all that's fine. But you throw a fucking spider, you're done. You're done around here. We have standards in the Republican Party. All right.
Joke.
That's it. That's the show. What do you think? Did we do it? Did we pull it off?
It was a show.
It was good.
It was a show.
All right, 6:48 in the bag. We're going to go over and do Patreon now, right now. If you would like to join us on Patreon, it's where we go every week when we record to do more news. Sometimes interesting, sometimes funny, sometimes more serious. I got a good mix of that this week. But yeah, it's over at patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. And like I said, we're there every week that we record. We have special content for you, our Patreon listener. Huh? In addition, I would like to once again re-invite the listeners, you shy little monkeys, you, to pop over to where you get your podcasts and rate and review the show. Hopefully positively, but you know what? I'll take whatever the fuck I can get. You know, we're making a lot of changes right now, and one of the ways that those changes get noticed is by people saying nice things about the show. So if you guys want to help us out, that would be great there. Last but not least, if you want a copy of the newsletter, pop over to theleftshow.com and sign up for it. It's over there in the sidebar. Okay? Everybody happy?
Nice. Yeah.
Happy.
All right. Well, for those of us with the morals of an alley cat,
woo!
Let's all do what the British lady says.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/defenmedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.
Stop making me cry. It's over, Jeff.